Blog Talk Radio.
Angel of melody. Where we're coming in unity.
Angels, angels, angels.
Angel of melody. We're coming in unity.
You have just tuned in to the Angels of Melody Outreach Ministries, where we're coming together in unity. Stay tuned and be blessed as Evangelist Tanya Johnson brings you a word from the Lord right here on 1440 WDRJ.
bahale oro kakole moni abi moni mo ara moto le moto
ah
ese wo adura esha mi adura ese duendo uku ala
Yeah.
to look for me, I've been gone. Oh, oh, oh.
Salvation song
wakes me up in the morning, man. Expo in the mic. Let's go.
This opening act is a grand attack on backward thoughts and forward plots. The sliding back is an untimely one. It's a faith assault on flavor salt that makes us all to lose the hope and leave the crisis situations unfold. Our trust was lost, but he keeps us from fault. The pounding lies that make God look small. These notions are false if you rely on eyeballs. We live by faith, looking beyond your life box. It's time to press pause on devilish prank calls. It's worth your soul to ignore it, be great. Lord,
even though we don't see him, we have to leave. My faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ.
Even though we don't see him, we have to leave. My faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ. Looking ahead, the path of toothpick, one to shade the narrow way. We fade away the sinful days, put on newness, new life. We spill his blood, he spent to pay for sin. So please accept to live for him. Please don't attempt to it's by faith. Past life events erased, clean slate given to God select beforehand, chosen to represent the King Supreme. Standards were raised, cause you're the prince. Your status changed to be royalty. Make Christ attractive by how you live. Vocation breeds in, don't put down your shield. Your salvation work it out in fear and trembling. Even if alone, remember yourself, God's call.
Even though we don't see him, we have to leave. Our faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ.
Even though we don't see him, we have to leave. Our faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ.
John 20 from verse 24. See, Thomas refused to believe that Jesus Christ was alive until Christ told him to touch the nail spots and the mark on his side. Then Thomas stopped doubting and he believed. Then Jesus told him something very important. He said, because you've seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who haven't seen, but yet have believed. Let's sing.
Even though we don't see him, we have to leave. My faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ.
Even though we don't see him, we have to leave. My faith is salvation, we have to see.
So we make advances to the finish line of life. Our hope is in the death and resurrection of Christ.
By this revelation that we call him the Christ, come on. We call him the Christ. We call him the Christ, come on. We call him the Christ, yes. We call him the Christ, come on. We call him the Christ. We call him the Christ, come on. We call him the Christ. 1 Peter 1:8. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul.
All right, all right. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the author of this ministry. I am Evangelist Tanya Johnson, and I greet you all today with peace and with love. A lot of you probably saying, wow, she's on early, because you know I'm normally on at night. But I wanted to do something special on today. And how many know that we thank God for the word of the Lord. We thank him for his encouragement, and we know that this is the time that we are to pray and not faint. We thank God that it's a lot of things that are going on. It's a lot of things that a lot of us are facing, and some things we just don't understand. But in all of that, we just thank God that, you know, he is still with us. We know that he's with us, and we know that in all of that, that the Lord is moving by his Spirit. We just thank the Lord for what he is doing and how it's just awesome, just what he is doing and how he's just moving by his Spirit. And so we are blessed by the Lord. I wanted to come today with preaching and praying and singing songs from many people around the world, ministers and artists, and I thought maybe that would be of some encouragement to a lot of you that are listening in right now. A lot of you have faced death in the family. A lot of you have even the situation that went on in Nigeria with 100 and so people that were dead due to the plane crash. Even those in Ghana, there was a plane crash, and some got killed, and families are grieving. Right now you have family and loved ones that are in the hospitals right now, and they are grieving right now because of a lot of situations, a lot of things that is going on. And so we know that this is the time that we must pray. We cannot faint. We cannot have fear. But we know that God is able. And so we just thank the Lord for what he is doing. We thank the Lord for what he is doing. We thank him for his many, many blessings. Right now he's doing something. There's people right now that are really suffering and going through a whole lot of situations and back us up against the wall. But in this today that you will hear, we are praying that something will take place. Something will happen. So right now, to start us off, we know that it's nighttime in a lot of places. It is evening time in a lot of places. Here in America, it's morning time. But we know that it's different timing. So I'm playing some things that's at night, evening, you name it. It's all good for now. It's happening right now. We need this word. We need this prayer right now. So we're going to be going back and forth to songs and then prayer, and then you're going to hear clippings of prayer from the different ministers and preaching, and then back to singing. And so we're going to be doing this for another hour and 41 minutes. So we thank God. So to start us off, a lot of you know Archbishop Nicholas Duncan. A lot of you know him. He's originally from Ghana, but he's here in the States. And we thank God. We have a clipping that was very powerful when he was on TBN with Bishop Francis and John Francis. And so right now we're going to go to that right now.
You know, some people write books on prayer, but some people know about prayer. Because prayer is more than writing a book, it's a lifestyle. Listen to me, he is the Archbishop Overseer of Christian in Action Faith Ministries. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. From Ghana, Archbishop Duncan, Nicholas Duncan Williams. Come on, give God praise to him. Hallelujah. Amen. Man of God, I'm so honored to have you again tonight. I praise God for your life and what God is doing in your life and how he's using you. Let me just start, because there's some people tuning in tonight probably don't know you. Tell them just a quick synopsis about who Bishop Duncan Williams is.
Bishop Duncan Williams is from Ghana, West Africa. I've been ministering for 30 years.
Wow.
Across the nations of the world, and one of my greatest passions is to take prayer to the body of Christ, to the nations of our world, and to tell the body of Christ that prayer. prayer is a place of divine advantage over your adversary.
Mm.
When you get to the place of prayer, you can survive anything.
Yeah.
You can handle anything. Prayer gives you advantage over the accuser. Prayer connects you to heaven.
Mm.
It allows you to go past your flesh.
Yes.
It allows you to go past intellect, argument and reasoning, and to shut down the flesh and to invoke the supernatural powers of heaven to come on bear on situations. So I've seen so many miracles and things change and happen. I've survived hell and high water. I've proved a lot of people wrong and their predictions and prophecy wrong. When they said I wasn't going to make it, I bow my knees. And I believe that he who bows his knees before Elohim can stand and face anything.
You have a powerful mantle on you for prayer. Also, I know you've prophesied things to governmental people,
mm-hmm.
people in power.
Mm-hmm.
You've declared who was going to be in power.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such a great insight on your life. Tell them a little bit about that, especially when you prophesied in Africa.
The prophetic is very powerful.
Yeah.
I'm one of those who believe that without the prophetic, the church is in big trouble.
Yeah.
Because all the kings of the Bible rule with prophets by their side.
Yeah.
The Apostle Paul had a prophet always traveling with him. The prophetic gives you advanced knowledge.
Mm.
It gives you divine intelligence. The other day, Jesus said to his disciples, he was in prayer, and he perceived by laser discernment that there were people confusing his disciples, speaking lies into them about who he truly was.
Mm.
And there will always be whisperings going on behind the scenes about who we truly are. And there were whisperings going on by people in town about who Jesus truly was. And Jesus said to his disciples, what are they telling you?
Mm.
What are you hearing about me? Who do they say that I am?
Mm.
They're trying to confuse you. And they said, they're doing that. Some say you are John the Baptist, and others say you are Elijah and Jeremiah, one of the old prophets. Jesus said, okay, that is public perception of who I am. You can't define me by what people are saying.
Mm.
You gotta go past natural intelligence.
Yes.
You need divine intelligence here. So Jesus said, you have been with me. You've seen me raise the dead, walk on the sea, perform miracles. What is your personal perception of who I am? The Bible said, and everyone went quiet. And suddenly, Peter tap into divine intelligence. He switched from the natural to the supernatural.
Yes.
And he bought into the mind of God and downloaded divine intelligence from heaven to earth and said, you know what? I know who you are. And Jesus kept quiet and said, tell me. He said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood.
Didn't reveal this.
So he said, Peter, you are blessed because anytime you hear from God, it gives you advantage over the natural man.
Yes.
So he said, you are blessed. Blessed are thou because you heard from God. Then something tremendous here happened.
When Jesus said
flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you, it means that you can walk with God. But as long as you walk with God in the flesh, there are things you will never know about yourself and about others as long as you live.
Yes.
Watch this, man of God.
Yes.
The Bible said that, and Jacob was all alone. His family and everybody has gone ahead of him. And the Bible said, at that time when he was all alone by himself, a man wrestled him.
Yes.
And God said, I've been waiting for this opportunity for a long time. And I want to tell somebody right now, if you feel all alone, if you feel forsaken, rejected, lonely, like nobody's with you, let me tell you something. Loneliness is not the absence of people. It is the absence of direction.
Say that again.
Loneliness is not the absence of people.
Yes.
It's the absence of direction.
Wow.
And sometimes God cuts everything back. Cuts people and remove people out of our lives because he wants our undivided attention. And the Bible said an angel of the Lord wrestled all night long with Jacob. And by the break of the morning, the angel was about to change shift for another angel to come. So he said, I got to go. And Jacob said, no way. You ain't going nowhere till you bless me. Now, Jacob was blessed.
At this time, he had come with two portions.
Yes.
But he realized that there was another dimension in the blessing of God that he hadn't tapped into. And he said, you got to give me that thing which I don't have. And the angel said, we don't just confer blessings on anybody. We need your identity. Give me your social security number. Who are you? What is your name? And he said, my name is Jacob. And he said, okay, let me check it out. So he tapped into the computer with his social security number. And he came out. Your name is not Jacob. In the computer of heaven, we don't have any records about Jacob. The record in heaven is Israel. So Jacob was an imposition. Your true name is Israel. And that was where the nation of Israel came out of. Now, Jacob had to wrestle with an angel to reveal his true identity. Jacob would have died and gone to the grave with the name Jacob, and he would have never known that his true identity was Israel. So revelation is a result of wrestling with God.
Listen, I want you to go back there. I want you to go back. Revelation comes when you wrestle with God.
You wrestle with God.
Now, bring us through the process of wrestling with God.
Wrestling with God is when you allow God has to break you. You see, it was at the breaking point.
Yes.
He had to break his flesh. He had to break some attitude. He had to break some habit. God had to break him at the place of strength to take him out of. The Bible said it is not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit. So revelation is when it goes past your reason, your argument, your human intelligence, where human comprehension and reasoning cannot apprehend it. It's something that beats your intelligence. It brings you to a point of total and absolute surrender and submission to a higher insight and to a higher knowledge and to a higher intelligence. And when Jacob tapped into that revelation, he came back leaping. And sometimes God have to cause an imbalance in the natural so that we don't depend on the natural but on the supernatural. Because as long as we are all right in the natural, as long as we depend on the natural and everything is okay in the natural, we tend not to depend on God.
Yes.
So God have to cause an imbalance, an instability, a discomfort in the natural so you don't lean on the natural anymore.
Yes.
But you lean on the everlasting arm.
My God.
Of Elohim. And Jesus said one thing, Bishop, he said, unto you, to none of the apostles was the keys given but Peter.
Yes.
He said, Peter, because you just access divine intelligence. You just went up to the throne room of God. And because of this access you have to God, he said, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now there are 12 gates in heaven. He said, I'm giving you keys that you can access any gate. You can enter anywhere in heaven. But watch this. He said, and because of the keys, whatsoever you
bind
on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you lose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Now, Bishop, that is dealing with prophetic and governmental intercession. What it means is you just don't go about binding things. But this is what it means. It means that because you've heard from God, from the Father, you then have access to know the decision of the Parliament of Heaven concerning events, circumstances, churches on the earth. And you will then declare what is already declared in heaven on the earth, and it shall be so. So you don't go around just binding and losing things. So when I hear from heaven, and I enforce what I hear from heaven, keys stand for revelation and access.
Yes.
So by those keys, it gives me access to heaven, and it allows me to hear what the Father is saying. And when I hear what the Father is saying, and I declare it on earth, I have all the backing of heaven. I declared recently in one African country about a man, 2.5 years ago, I was flying with him. British Airways. He sat next to me, and I walked up to him, was a minister of state, and I said, you'll be the next president of your country. And I said, there will be a lot of wrestling and warfare, but God said at the end, you shall prevail.
Mm.
3 weeks ago, he came to a church in Africa, attended, and he told all the people, about 10,000 people, he said, the Archbishop told me 2.5 years ago that I will be president, but it will be war. And he said, it was war, but I won. And the only reason why I could do that
was because at that altitude, I pray good when I fly at those higher altitudes, because I'm away from everything, and I'm above every man don't like me.
Yes.
I'm above your head. I'm out there, and I can easily tap. But the key here is our ability to hear from God and to hear from heaven is where the key is. The Bible says, "Have thou understood or known the ordinances of heaven?" In the book of Job, that thou mayest set the order or the rule on earth. And he talks about the sweet influences of Arturos, Orion, Zodiacs, and he talks about Mazaroth. The key here, which people don't understand, he said, "Have thou commanded the morning since thy day?" And people don't get it. What it means is, if you understand the ordinances of what heaven has declared concerning issues and events on the earth, then you can have rule on the earth.
Yes.
So prayer is not prayer until you hear what heaven is saying over the situation.
See.
Because when you hear what heaven is saying about the situation, Bishop, you can handle anything. Because what heaven says is the outcome of the situation.
Yes.
I was dealing with a child recently in Orlando, Christmas time. I was in Orlando, and I was called to a situation of a child dying of leukemia, cancer, at Orlando Hospital. The leukemia has taken 80% of her body. She was in coma. She was on life support machine.
Right.
The father and the mother said to me, they took me aside and they said, the doctor said there is nothing we can do. We need your counsel to give them permission to remove the life support. I said, no, it is not in your power to do that. It's in God's hands. So they said, what do it? I said, don't do that. Don't remove the life support. Let's pray and reverse this situation right now.
Yeah.
We went into prayer and we prayed and we sent some other people to go as a reinforcement. Do you know that the child came out of the coma, went up the life support, the leukemia and everything reduced. The child is walking discharged right now.
I'm
talking to you. You know what the key was? Here was the key. I didn't just say the Bible said. I listened to the man inside, the spirit.
Yes.
And the spirit said to me, tell them not to remove the life support. And they looked at me some way, because in the natural, there was no hope.
Yes.
But the spirit gave me insight, divine intelligence. And I said, don't remove the life support. Let us pray. So the outcome was that if we don't remove the life support and we follow the spirit, the outcome is that the child was going to make it. The doctor said they can't explain it. They don't understand how this could happen. That is what happened when we hear from God. And that's why I wrote this book, Praying Through the Promises of God.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. That's an incredible book. Because some people don't know that when we pray, we got to pray based upon what God has spoken over our life.
That's it.
You clearly said download. Talk a little bit about that, because I think people are just praying without understanding.
There are two. You see, in the beginning, the Bible said the earth was out of shape and the spirit moved.
Yes.
And then God spoke. Jesus, for 30 years, walked on the earth. He said, my time has not yet come until the Spirit came. We need a balance. We need a marriage between the Word and the Spirit. Now, what is happening is everybody's just running with the written Word. But we got to come to a place where we allow the Spirit to guide us into the Word.
Right.
Because without the Spirit, we don't even know what to say. We don't even know what word to use. Jesus, when the Spirit came, and Jesus was tempted, it was the Spirit that led him to the Scriptures.
Yes.
And he said, it is written, it is written, it is written. That was an utterance from the Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, tarry till you receive the Spirit. And then he said, when the Spirit comes, he will reveal things to come. So without the Holy Ghost, we cannot apply the Word effectively.
Yes.
Now watch this. When the Word of God comes, prophecy is God's original intent or is advanced knowledge. So this is what happened. The devil don't know the plan of God for our lives until he's prophesied.
Yes.
As soon as the prophecy comes, the devil has insight into divine intelligence. He will throw everything at you to stop you because he now knows God's intention.
Yes.
That's why there was a decree in Egypt to kill the male seed of all the Hebrew children because of the promise of the deliverer.
Yes.
That's why Herod gave a command to annihilate all children under the age of two because of the prophecy of Jesus.
Yes.
So whenever prophecy comes, we need to contend for that prophecy.
So that's why when somebody prophesies over your life, all hell breaks
loose. Of course. It's dangerous because prophecy now reveals.
Yes.
It's telling you Now watch this. One of the reasons why prophecies also comes is because God knows what is going to what is ahead of you.
Yes.
So when prophecy comes, God is assuring you. The reason why Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm was because he had advanced knowledge. He knew the outcome, that at the other side there were going to be deliverance and things were going to happen. So when the storm came, he slept. Because he had advanced knowledge. Others panic because they didn't have advanced knowledge. So prophecy, what it does is to give you advanced knowledge to tell you the outcome of your circumstances, that it doesn't matter how much hell breaks loose. That what God has said, if you hold on to it,
yes.
If you fight with it,
yes.
If you stand with it, the outcome is that you will be victorious, no matter how bad it is.
Glory, glory, glory.
Now, if you don't contend with the prophetic word, all hell breaks loose because now Satan has inside information about where you're going.
Yes.
And so he will do everything to stop that prophecy from coming into pass. Now, it's not because God lied. But it's because you were not a student of prophecy. Prophecy is not something you joke with. When a prophecy comes, you got to pray like never before. You got to fast like never before. And you got to be careful who you tell your prophecy.
I remember our time's gone, but listen, I remember the Bible saying, when I think it was Paul speaking to Timothy,
my son Timothy,
he said, I know your background, I know your parents, I know, and he says, wage a war.
This charge I give unto you, wage a good warfare through the prophecy.
Could you speak,
which has come before?
Speak in the camera, our time's gone. Talk to someone out there, minister to them.
Let me say this to you. He cannot lie. Every word God has spoken about you, he said, before you were a clot of blood in your mother's womb, I knew you. And he said, I called you and I ordained you in mama's womb to become a prophet. So the word of the Lord concerning you is sure. But you understand this, you got to contend for that prophecy. The battle over your life is not about you. It's the battle over your kids is not about them. It's about the prophetic word. It's about God's original intent for their lives and what they will become and what you are going to become. And you got to put up a fight in the name of Jesus and call that prophetic word out of eternity into time. And it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Don't give up on your prophecy. If you give up on your prophecy and you don't fight for your prophecy, you have nothing to live for, because that prophecy is the reason for which you were born and is the reason for your being.
Yes.
I dare you in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, rise up now, take the battles of war, fight for that prophecy, and it shall come to pass. This book is powerful.
Listen, you need to go out and get his book, Praying Through the Promises of God. I can guarantee it's awesome, and he's got a CD out there, Winter Prayer Watch. You need to get it. Bishop, I want you to do something else. I know we ran out of time. You're a man of prayer. I want you to pray. Pray to the nations of the world. Things need to be stopped. Things need to be
Heavenly Father.
Yes, God.
Right now.
Yes.
We come up to the throne room.
Jesus.
And we pray. Not from the earth, but from the throne room perspective, looking down to the nations of the earth and demanding the move and the stirrings of the Spirit of God.
Yes, God.
We stir and command the four winds of the earth to blow across the nations, to blow over the cities, to blow over our community.
Yes, God.
And we decree tonight a divine onslaught, a divine onslaught against the powers of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we stop the voice of the accuser.
Yes.
We silence the voice of the enemy by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes, God.
We pray for the prophets. We pray for the release of apostles. We pray for the healing of the evangelists. We pray for the healing of churches. In the name of Jesus, we ask for the wind of God and a revival, a move of God like never before. And now, Lord, we call for for the release of end time anointings, end time mantles, end time reserve power, end time reserve anointings for the end time commissions, end time moves, and end time harvest. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For TBN, for Jane, oh God, and Paul Pratt.
Yes.
Bless them, Lord, and their children and grandchildren in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. You know, I feel tonight that there's a wave of the anointing that has just hit this studio. Somebody is getting a breakthrough now. Praise him out of your mouth. Glory to God.
You know,
Kenton Jones is coming, but I just feel there needs to be a release of a praise. And listen to me. Whilst you're praising him, this praise is not just going to reach here, but it's about to reach the nations of the world. You're about to set people free. People are about to be delivered. Open your mouth. Right where you are, there is a miracle taking place. Cancer, we destroy you.
Yes, healing right now.
Blood pressure, we command you to come down. That woman that is watching, get out of your bed.
That's right.
Healing has just hit you. Arthritis has just been destroyed. Because we feel the anointing in here right now. And as you hear the voice of God, God says, arise. Somebody, hello. I gotta move on. But he come now, y'all know about stuff.
Glory, 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 glory.
The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is true. Bishop, Archbishop, praise. And if you believe God right now, and if you receive the miracle, please, let me tell you, there's something about testifying. Get on the phone now.
Yes.
Let the testimony be heard. Because that power, witchcraft, just got destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
Generational curses just got broken.
In the name of Jesus, right now.
Hallelujah. Your miracle has happened right now. Somebody clap your hands and give God praise. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Brother Kenton Jones is coming back. First of all, God bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Stay anointed.
Amen. I will.
Stay in that level of prayer.
I promise.
The body of Christ needs you.
I promise.
Somebody give God praise again. Kenton Jones is coming. Coming to bless you with password. Give God praise as he come again. Hallelujah.
Jesus, when the Spirit came,
yes,
and Jesus was tempted, it was the Spirit that led him to the scriptures.
Yes.
And he said, it is written, it It is written. It is written. That was an utterance from the Spirit. And that's why Jesus said, tarry till you receive the Spirit. And then he said, when the Spirit comes, he will reveal things to come. So without the Holy Ghost, we cannot apply the word effectively.
Yeah.
Now watch this. When the word of God comes, prophecy is God's original intent or is advanced knowledge. So this is what happened.
All right, all right. I'm telling you, that was powerful, wasn't it? My Lord, that was Archbishop Nicholas Duncan Williams, and we just thank the Lord this morning, I'm telling you, for that wonderful, wonderful word. I'm telling you, is I was just blessed. I was really, really blessed. And God is just great. So we thank God. I pray someone receives something from that great word on this morning. And we needed that. I needed it. I don't know about you, but I needed it myself. And so we just thank God for all that he is doing. And so right now we have Pastor Chris. A lot of you know Pastor Chris. My dad loves Pastor Chris. I'm telling you, he watches him all the time on the TV, and we see all these miracles going on. The Lord is just moving by his Spirit. You know, we thank God all over the world. And this is Pastor Chris of Christ Embassy Atmosphere for Miracles. And we just want to say God bless to Pastor Chris and to the ministry today and to all of you that are listening in Africa and all of Africa, those that are listening in Italy and Ireland and Hong Kong, the Philippines and Afghanistan, all over the world, in Trinidad and Jamaica, Croatia, Serbia, Tobago, Jamaica, you name it. We thank God for you, those that are listening in through Facebook, through the Twitter, wherever you're listening in at. We thank God for you on today. So this next great man of God is about to play. You're going to hear some clippings. I'm telling you, I'm on fire right now. I feel the power of the Lord. You know, I just got news about something, but I'm not going to be shaken about it because I know God is a healer. And this is, hallelujah, the atmosphere is set for miracles. And we thank God on today for miracles. Hallelujah. He is steady moving by his Spirit. And like I said, whatever you're going through on this morning, on tonight, this evening, wherever it may, the time it may be in your country, you know, we just know that God is a miracle worker. He is a storm stopper. And he is a way maker. And we thank God right now for Pastor Chris. And so here we go, right now.
I believe in miracles. I've seen a soul set free.
There is a name that is above every name. The Bible says that that name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Of things in heaven, of things in earth, and of things under the earth. Every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
Whose wheelchair is that?
It's for her. For 10 years she's been using
10
this.
10 years.
For 10 years she's been using this.
Mama, come. 10 years. Come.
Miracles have been taking place outside. They've been showing them on the street.
Miracles have been outside.
Something has happened over there. somebody who don't understand the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when they talk about the anointing, all they know about is the anointing for breaking bondages and setting people free. That's about all they know. You say, what is the anointing? It's the power of God to break the yoke. But that's not all the anointing does. And because of the misunderstanding of what the anointing does, a lot of the devil's kids are doing big things, and a lot of God's kids are doing little things. Are you still there?
Yes, Pastor.
It's because of the misunderstanding of the anointing. The Bible tells us that Satan was the anointed cherub. Did you ever read it? He was called the anointed cherub that covers. And that anointing was a different anointing that Satan had. That is the anointing that most of God's children don't understand. They don't know it. But that anointing has been made available to the church. But we just haven't known it. When you understand that anointing, with a few things I'll tell you about it tonight, you will see why anything you do can turn into success. By the application of that anointing. The Hebrew word for that anointing is the word mimshak, where it says that Satan was the anointed cherub. He uses the word mimshak for that anointing, the anointing that was given to Satan. It was the mimshak anointing. That anointing, the meaning of the word mimshak means expansion. It means spreading. So Satan understood that anointing. That's why when non-Christian musicians, when they release their album and dedicate it to Satan, it spreads all around the world in a matter of days. Why? Because of the mimshak anointing. Now, Satan's anointing was not taken from him. He corrupted it. So it's a corrupted anointing. So it's working, but not producing God's results. But it's working. It's called the anointing of expansion. And many of God's children don't understand it. So Satan's kids are still using it. That's why he delivers it to them in their business. They start up a business and it spreads. It expands. The believer with the anointing of breaking yokes starts up a business, and then there are no yokes to break, so nothing works. You see why he talks in tongues and then he's still not making progress. Why? Because he has converted his own anointing to casting out devils only. No. You are to take charge and take advantage of the mimshak anointing. The anointing for expansion. The anointing for spreading. Say mimshak.
Mimshak.
You know why I'm giving it to you in Hebrew? Because when I do that, you will not forget it. Say mimshak.
Mimshak.
That's it. It means expansion. It means it's spreading. Hallelujah. Some of you have good designs. You're good tailors. You have beautiful designs, but only your friends know. With the mimshak anointing, it will go beyond the borders. The people just don't know how they carry your designs and go. That anointing will cause people to ask, who did this for you? Who did this for you? And they say, oh, it's that sister so and so. It's as, they just keep talking about you in distant lands until that anointing carries the work all around the world. When you understand this thing I'm telling you, the anointing will be on whatever you do.
You produce 200, all 200 bots, more money has come in. You produce 4,000. You produce 10,000. You produce 20,000, 40,000, until you cover the whole nation. You become number one. Look at Jesus. He functioned in that anointing. He had 12 men. Before long, he had a multitude of disciples. Now, look at it. All over the world, he's got people calling the blessed name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at his church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. The word prevailed. Why? The anointing for spreading. The anointing for expansion. Did you hear me? You need to function in that anointing. It doesn't matter what you sell. Whether you sell shoes, even if you had only 5 to sell, it will soon become 5,000 by reason of that anointing of expansion. It is not by might. It is not by power. But by my spirit, saith the Lord. Look at David. Look at Goliath. It doesn't matter how many people are giants of that business. It doesn't matter how many giants of that industry are present. You can come like the little David with that mean shot anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. It won't take you long. You say, I'm coming. Won't take me long. Won't take me long. I'll become number one. Won't take me long. I'll become number one. Glory to God. Won't take you long. If you function without anointing, even if you had a small kiosk, it will soon turn into a shop, into a supermarket, into a mall. A super mall. Come on, shout amen, somebody. What a blessed generation you are.
Trouble, you made me
Hey, y'all, I got good news. God's still on the throne. Ooh. Might not look like it, but when people ask you, where's God? He's still on the throne. He's still in charge. He's a safe place to hide when we stand fearless. When you say, where's God? He's on the throne. If we go to war, and we probably will, he's on the throne, ready to comfort. He has not moved. He's not changed his address. If we attacked again, and who's to say we won't be? He's on the throne, ready to comfort. If something else happens, and it might, where is God? He's on the throne, ready to comfort. He says to us, be comforted in my presence. I have not left you. See, if you have a good relationship with your daddy and things may be going terrible outside, it's a better feeling when you know that daddy's at home sitting in his recliner chair than when daddy's not there and stuff is going on in the neighborhood. I came to tell you that daddy's still at home. He's still sitting on the throne. He's still in control. And whenever he gets ready, he can send out a cease and desist order and change the whole atmosphere. I don't want you to miss. I hope you can come tonight for a few minutes. I ain't going to hold you long. But I want you to understand that the believer's responsibility is increased in all of this. And I'll talk about it tonight. But a couple things I just want to mention in case somebody got to go to work. We're not to retreat. We're not supposed to go in hiding. We have a responsibility to intercede as never before. We have a responsibility to evangelize and witness as never before. I'll pick that up tonight. But there are people who know not God who are going to look to you for answers in a time like this. And another thing we got to do is that we got to bind up the spirit of fear. Oh, I ain't going to get no help, but I'm pushing. I know it's shocking, but you got to pull yourself together and stop saying you ain't going to fly no more and you ain't going to take no vacation. You better rebuke fear. You got to go to work come tomorrow morning. And no, since you're going to work scared, you got to rebuke divine fear. You still got to go to school. We still have to go on with our lives. You cannot go sit in a basement and say, I'm going to wait till everything stops. It might not.
I said to people earlier today, I said it's just as dangerous to travel this week as it was last week. It'll be just as dangerous in November. It'll be just as dangerous in March. Anything could happen at any time. Anybody can shoot you down at any time. You just have to trust God. We have to know that he's still on the throne and be confident in his presence. You don't fear, but you use wisdom. Can I talk to y'all here? Don't go to canceling everything, but use wisdom. I was supposed to be in Jacksonville, North Carolina on Thursday night preaching. And I was trying to figure out how I'm going to get a flight out. And Lakeem say, well, it ain't the Lord's will for you to go to Jacksonville. I said, what am I supposed to do? So Mr. Larry says, send a videotape. Not fear, wisdom. I was supposed to go on my annual vacation tomorrow. Pastor Meeks and Bishop Wilson, we take an annual trip. We're supposed to go to Alaska tomorrow. And, I've never been on the Alaskan cruise. And I was looking forward to going on Alaskan cruise and coming back and preaching to y'all and then going to with the married couples and what have you. But wisdom says, cancel the cruise and go to Wisconsin. Oh, y'all missing this. It's not that I'm afraid, but in within 24 hours, they've changed the flight pattern 3 times. Something wrong with that. That's why you buy insurance. Because insurance says, I ain't going Monday. I'll go next time. So I drive up to Wisconsin. That way I'll be an hour and a half away from home. I still can take a vacation and lay and cool down. Something break out, I can come home. Wisdom. Well, in a few weeks, you need to know now, in a few more days, I will be flying again, but not right now. I don't want to sit in no airport. I don't want to be stuck floating around in the water and something come loose and I can't get home. In a few days, don't come here telling me, Bishop, I don't want you to fly for a month. No. In a few days, when they get things straightened out, I'll be flying again, but not now. There's a difference in fear and wisdom. Fear says if somebody breaks in your house, you just start, I hear some noise downstairs, and you just start, Wisdom says you take out your gun and go down and handle your business. tell somebody, you got to know the difference. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but that of power and of love and of a sound mind. There's some things you still got to do. Be comforted. The bishop got a gun. Don't mess with me. You don't know what's under this castle. I've been in Chicago a long time. Be comforted. In his presence. Secondly, be committed in his promise. You need to know that God ministers to us in our troubles. He does not leave us without ministry. It's right here in the text. It says there's a stream and the rivers of the city may make glad, on and on and on. They said, God is there. He's in the midst of her. It may shake, but it ain't going to be moved. God will help her, and that right early. Yes, the heathen will rage, and the kingdom will be moved, but he still has the power to utter his voice and melt the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. If he promised he'll be with us, you can commit him to it, because he will. If he promised that he wouldn't let us put more on us than we can bear, he won't. If he promised that he'll be with us even to the end of the earth, you have to trust him. He will. The question, I got to say it, the question is that in order to claim hold to the promise, you've got to be in relationship with the promiser. You can't grab the promise if you don't know the promiser. If I promise you something, you got to know me in order to collect it. If a person promises you something, you have to be in relationship with them in order to get it. If a person says to you that they're going to give you anything, you must know them in order to get it. You have to have a relationship with God, which only comes through Jesus Christ. Anybody in here know Jesus? Somebody bless you. Shout, I'm glad I know him. Because when I got Jesus, me and him together are the majority. Then I can claim the promises. The text says he promises four things. Number one, he'll be in our midst. Number two, he will help us. Number three, he will expedite about what he is going to do. Number four, he will utter his verse and stop it all when he gets ready. Get a chance, read Psalm 39 verses 1 through 7. It'll help you through the week. You've got to be committed to his promise. Finally, be comforted by his presence. He's still on the throne. Be committed to his promise. He never said anything that he didn't back up. But finally, be covered by his protection. You want to know where God is? God is covering those that love him. Even in his darkest hour. Say, come and behold the works where desolations have been made in the earth. But he still makes the wars to cease until the end of the earth. And he breaketh the bow or the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. And he burneth the chariot in fire. Verse 10, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. El, God, Emmanuel, with us, God. So, I know it's a hard time, but be still. And no, don't start packing up, trying to move. Don't start canceling everything. I know it's a confusing time, but just know that there is still covering available. There is protection. Don't panic. Don't panic. Don't push the panic button. Don't be singing the blues. If the news makes you nervous, turn it off. Watch something else. Keep your spirit free from the spirit of fear. Don't lose hope. Don't go to pot. Don't start increasing your value. Don't Don't go back to drinking. Don't say a little joint to help me through this. Be still. They just give me a rum and coke. You're going to be all right. Long Island iced tea, slow gin fizz. I know I'm in your house. Be still. And know that He is God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Maybe this is a wake-up call. Maybe the cover has been removed. Maybe it's a sign of the end time. I got another maybe. Maybe it was allowed to happen to turn us back to God and create unity among the separated. Oh, I can preach this. 2 Chronicles 7:14 say, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I say for him. There got to be some things that allow us to turn back to God and create unity among the separate. I don't know whether you notice it or not, but in all of what has happened this week, other than the hate crimes, which are unnecessary, and I'll talk about them later or tonight, or the possibility of the originators of this problem, there is more unity right now in America than ever. I called to check on Bishop Jameson, my covenant brother, and my son, Prophet Walter Holmes, both who live in New York, and they said all day long the clergy took their buses and their vans to the site because there were not enough ambulances to take people to the hospital. They were called down, but people were there of all races. Didn't matter whether you were Jewish or whether you were Catholic.
All right, that who you heard was Bishop Larry Trotter in Chicago, Illinois. And we thank God. That was a powerful word. God is, and that's the truth, He is still on the throne. And so we thank the Lord for that word right there. I'm telling you, a powerful word. And now we're going on to, let's see, who else? We're going on to Bishop Noel Jones. A lot of you know Bishop Noel Jones, and this is a powerful word. I'm doing this today to encourage those that are out there that are going through to let you know that the Lord is listening and He is there for you, and we want to encourage one another. So here we go with Bishop Noel Jones.
And move with the radiance of somebody that's got real power. Come on, Pat, let's have some church. When you can walk out and understand that this ain't just about God, but this is God in me, and I represent God in my home, and I represent God in my society. That's where we have gone wrong. We just sit back and wait until the government does it. The devil is a liar. You have the power of God in your spirit, and your mind ain't no less than anybody's mind that's outside the church. And I'm sick and tired of church people wanting me to pack my mind up and leave it in the cloakroom. That's why you can tell me anything. The devil is a liar. How am I going to be the next Bill Gates? By simply sitting down at home with a Bible in my hand. The devil is a liar. I got to put the Bible down, bring my mind into play, and let the world know, because I speak in tongues, that don't make me a dummy. I feel like preaching in here. I feel like lifting him up. Can I preach like I feel it. If you participate with God, it'll last longer. The first commandments were broken instantly. The second commandments are still around, because when Moses got involved, he put the human factor with the heavenly factor. Some of us want the church to be built on prayer, but you got to reach in your pocket and put your money on the table. That same money you used to spend in the club, that same money you used to chase the women with, that same money, all of a sudden you come to church and all of a sudden you got tight. Let the Lord handle it. The devil is a liar. He's gonna handle it through you. I feel like preaching now. I give somebody a high five. Say, it's my time to shine. It's my time to move to the next level. It's my time to rise. It's my time to let the world know I'm not just a person, but I'm a person filled with the power of the Spirit of God. Can I preach like I feel it? The Jews have a statement, Irata Deleia, an awakening from above. And another statement, Irata Deleitata, and that's an awakening from below. The first is initiated by God, the second is initiated by man. Whenever God gives a miracle, a man receives it, praise him for a minute, and then walk away like he had never done it. I feel like preaching in here. How many times has God brought you out, and the very next time you got nervous like he wasn't going to deliver you? That's because you have nothing to do with it. He brought them through Pharaoh, and the first difficulty they got, they wanted to go back to Egypt. The devil is a lie. Whenever your sweat, blood, and tears go into helping God work something out, you ain't gonna walk away from it. Can I feel like preaching? I might as well preach. Every woman in here, give your sister a high five and say, sister, a man don't stay with you because of what you give him. I might as well preach it. Excuse me, brothers. You can give him a car. You can give him pocket money. You can give him a house and buy everything he wants. And while you're buying it, you ain't got no respect for him. You give it to him because you love him, but you won't respect him. Before you know it, he'll lip out of the house and get him a little woman with five babies, and you ain't got none, and you're beginning to wonder, how could he have left you when you were so good to him? But can I tell you a secret? Let him buy your car, let him buy your house, let him drive your car, and let him fix your life up. And when things seem to be going wrong, he ain't gonna be in no hurry to leave no house he paid his money for, to leave no car he paid his money for. He ain't trying to leave because he has to pay for it. Shake somebody's hand. Say, partner, it's time to shine. When you pray and walk with God, when you pray and hold God's hand and come down from the mountain and let the devil know it wasn't God alone, but I did my part. I got up in the morning and I told the devil, I will have victory because it's my time. Ain't nothing wrong with my mind. Shake somebody's hand. Say, I ain't a dummy. I
Holy Ghost. Y'all excuse me, but God respects me, because he gave me the mind, and you can't let other folk talk you out of your mind. Your mind is God-given. Your mind is intellectual. Your mind can think things through. You are articulate. You've got personality. You've got character. And God said, I want to use you to break down the stronghold of poverty. I want to use you to manifest that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Walk through the moon that no weapon. I feel like somebody holler, shine. Tell your neighbor, shine. Shine to a new house. Shine on your new job. Shine in the house. Shine with your family. Shine. God is in you. Shine. Power. Shine. Spirit of God. Shine. Holiness. Shine. Victory is mine. I'm gonna shine. Hit somebody. Say shine. It's in you. 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 Shine, preacher. Shine, choir. Shine, father. Shine, mother. It's our time to shine. A city that's set on a hill cannot be hidden.
This is the set time. And if you believe you got the pull for what you want. I know that the devil is here, but let me tell you something. Get your mind off that blue foot. Come on, somebody. Because God got what you need. God got what you want. But how bad do you want it from God? If you want it, you got to pull from your gut now. You got to believe this thing. Come on, somebody. Come on, tell him yes. Hallelujah. Come on, tell him yes. If you believe it, he's coming in your soul. If you believe it. See, this is one thing. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. You got to believe. Come on. Let's go a little bit higher. Let's go out in the spirit. Say yes. Say yes. Woo. Ho. Come on. Praise him. He's ready to go down on the inside. You got to reach for it now.
Has been seeking divine direction. And if you're one of those that really want to know his will, I don't want to move in self, but I want to stand still until your will is clear to me. I want you to approach the altar with your hands up. The will of God is perfect will, is the only place for me. I don't even know the words of the song, but that's where I want to be. Don't matter what else is going on, I want to be in your will. Can you tell him, Lord, I want to be in your will. I don't want to be sidetracked by ambition. I don't want to go out on some kind of an imperfect calling because I trusted the person that told me. But I want to know your will. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. If you really want it, all you got to do is ask him. And he'll give you the direction you need. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, oh, oh. For your word. For your word. Can you thank him for your word tonight? For your word. Oh, for your word. For your word. Yeah, 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 yeah. For your word. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Hey, thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Come on and begin to praise him now. Praise him by his word. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Thank you that you love me enough to send forth your word tonight. God, I don't want to make a mistake, but I want to do what you would have me to do. I want to be what you would have me to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. I want to walk uprightly before you, walking according to your will, walking according to your word, and whatever your will is, I know it must be something that will serve your people. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I don't have to be the biggest. I don't have to be the greatest. I just want to be your servant. Yes, Lord. Yay! You told me in your word that if any lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth liberally and upbraideth not. I'm asking tonight for a sense of direction that you will lead me and guide me along the way. For if you lead me, I cannot stray. Ooh, Jesus, hallelujah, put me on the path. Keep me in the way. Carry me where you want me to go. Let me be what you want me to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm yielding to you tonight. I yield my will to your will. I yield my desires to your will. I yield my way to your way. Ah, you are my Lord. I'm your child. You are the potter. I'm only the clay. Mold me. Make me what you would have me to be. Yeah, yeah. I want to live for you. I want to walk with you. I want to let my light shine. Oh, Jesus, help me now. Help me now. Give me your strength. Give me your power. Let me feel your anointing. Hallelujah. Let me have that joy. Hallelujah.
that overflowing joy. Yes, yes, yes. Shine your light upon me tonight. If there's any evil way, take it out. I want to be like you. I want to be fit for the master's use. Hallelujah. 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 And now, Lord, while we're waiting before you, if there are any sick ones here, stretch forth your healing hand. Heal wounded spirits. Heal broken hearts. Heal broken spirits. Heal broken marriages. Heal broken families. Yay. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I need a touch from you. If you touch me, everything will be all right. Ah, yay. Somebody feel their life have been broken into pieces. Little, itty bitty, teeny pieces. But you are able to pick up the broken pieces and put us back together again. And when you put us back together, we'll be better than we've ever been. Oh, Jesus. Oh. Oh. Hey. Hallelujah. Heal us now. Deliver us now. Set us free now. Give us victory now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to feel your touch again. Do it. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! My. Ooh. As we get ready to go back to our seats, Lord, we'll never be the same again. I don't want to be the same again. I don't want to be a question mark, but I want to know what your will is for my life. I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to get in a hurry. I'm not going to make a shipwreck. But I'm going to wait on you, because you told me even the youth shall faint and be weary. Young men shall utterly fall. Oh, they that wait. Oh, they that wait. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. We're waiting for another touch. We're waiting for another uplift. We're waiting for renewed strength. Thank you. Now, Lord, as we go back to our seats tonight, we're going back with confidence. Yeah. Going back with confidence that we are in your will. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, go back to your seat rejoicing. Go back giving him praise. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
somebody, tell a neighbor, I'm on my way to a higher place in God. I've already been through that stuff, been loud on the phone. I don't even care if you're loud today. I've become accustomed to it, and the lies don't hurt no more.
Bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. What you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Today, if you can believe God, I loose you in the name of Jesus. Your power. I renounce you. I come against unclean spirits. I curse your power in the name that is above every name. Oh, devil, you going. You going. I command you, get out of here in Jesus' name. You turn God's property loose. The blood is over this place. The blood is at this altar. The conquering blood of the Son of God denounce you in Jesus. I command the pain to come to a cessation. I speak and command you to come out of that coma in Jesus' name. Those that standing around the bed, I speak and command them to come out of that coma and come to themselves by the power of the Spirit.
Bind the hand of the enemy right now. Devil, the blood of Jesus is against you. I come against you in the name that you cannot stand. In the name of Jesus right now. That every stronghold, that every tool that you have used, that everything that you've done, that everything you placed in their way, that the blood of Jesus prevail. I speak healing in the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. Devil, we don't ask you, but we command you, name of Jesus. Every stronghold, God, today, Lord, we don't want to leave, Lord, the way that we came, Lord, but you're able, Jesus, to bring every stronghold.
I stand against you, you lying deceiver, you snake in the grass, you enemy of righteousness, the blood.
The snare is broken. Now make your getaway. Hallelujah. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. Man, I don't care if it looks like it's not broken. Only faith and God that call those things that be not as though they were. The snare, the strong hope, is broken. The trap is broken. What the devil meant for evil is broken. Listen, you can say what you want, but God is on the side of the righteous. I don't care how the devil's fighting and how the devil is romping and raging and having a field day, God is running interference for the righteous. For it was David that said, I waited. I don't know how long David waited, but he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my prayer and brought me up. Then he brought me out. God want to bring you up. Some of you here, he want to bring you up in your spirit, up in your joy, up in your life, up in your testimony, up in your deliverance, up in your healing. Then when he brings you up, he said, and also out of a horrible pit. I don't care how horrible the pit is. God can bring you. I'm here to tell you he is. The devil's got a warrant sworn out for your arrest. But I came to tell you that we've got God that can run interference for us. We've got God that can protect us, direct us and inspect us, and instruct us and teach us in the way that we should go. And I just came to tell you that God broke the snare. I came to tell you, just from my office upstairs, down here, I came to tell you, the snare of 2007 that carried over to 2008, that carried over to 2009, as well as 10 in 2011, the snare.
Them prison doors are open. Walk on out of there. Make your getaway. The devil meant it for evil, but God got a plan for your life, and he can't hold you. You got to make your getaway. The jail doors is open. The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, glad tidings to the meek, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, coming of sight to the blind, to set at liberty. Did you hear what I said? Set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I don't care what you say. I'm preaching deliverance. I'm preaching the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. I challenge you. I dare you. The devil got you afraid. The devil had you crying. But today, God's breaking. He's breaking strongholds. He's breaking strongholds. Every rampart, every fence, every gate, every battering ram, he's tearing it down to set you free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. I prophesy, you will never be the same again. Hallelujah. Do you see that sign? This is the turning point. Your turning point. Your turning point. The situation involves you. You're going to make your getaway. I know you think this is a regular service, and this is just the regular broadcast, but I don't know what you're thinking. Man, the church has been praying all week. He's had us praying at 12 o'clock every Monday, prayer every Tuesday, prayer in the church every Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. The saints begin to pray. God's going to unshackle and open your prison door. This is your turning point. This is not a regular service. I challenge your faith. I challenge your bondage. I challenge your captivity. Say glory. Say glory. Say glory. Yoke, the fetter is broken. You can get up and get out of that and make your getaway. You've been bound in your mind. You've been bound in your spirit. You've been bound in your body. But the God that I serve is a God of deliverance. The Father gotta take his hands off of you. You're one that the Father's not gonna hold. He might have caught you, but he can't hold you. Are you hearing me?
Wow, we are thanking God for those powerful messages on today. And we're gonna be doing this again on tomorrow as well. I'm going to be on, I said, a few days out the week. I will come on twice a day. We will do what we do at night, and then in the morning time, we will have the preaching and everything, the word of God going forth. So on tomorrow, you will hear other men and women of God speaking on tomorrow clippings, and you will hear even more of Pastor Chris on tomorrow as well, and more singing. But we want you all to tune in tonight to rise above your cut place with Prophetess Joyce Hatton, who is the mother of gospel recording artist Dietrich Hatton. She will be on tonight with me. Links will be posted up as usual. We will be tweeting on the Twitter letting you know that we are on live to click on, and also on the Facebook as well. And we just thank God for you all that are listening on today. We pray that you have received a great word, that you have received your healing, your deliverance, salvation, whatever you needed from the Lord. We pray that you were encouraged and that you received it. So right now we're going to end the airwaves off with Rondo Positive there in Jamaica. And so we thank God. We're going to play a song called Fire. We thank God for him. And also we want you, like I said, to tune in on tonight, the same time that we tune in at night, and be blessed and by the word of the Lord tonight, and also more music coming your way. So we're going to end these next few minutes off with some music by Rondo Positive. God bless you all.
I love worship.
Say when you touch me with your fire, Lord. Oh, when you touch me with your fire. Your fire from me tongue, your fire in a me speech, fire heart, fire soul. Good from my way.
altitude to reach God's promise. I'm on my way. I won't bow nor roll over. This is my testimony. Say I'm an overcomer and I'm standing tall. Ostracized and criticized, friends and families even despised. I've been bound and trodden down, lost my smile and even gained a frown. Depressed and distressed, heavy laden, even felt emptiness. But by the power of the Most High, delivered by His righteousness, oh, I'm an overcomer, and I'm standing tall. I'm more than a conqueror, even when my back's against the wall. Oh, overcomers, put your hands in the air, shout it out loud, let the whole world hear. Overcomers, overcomers, stand firm without fear, without confidence, this is it. Say overcomers, overcomers, put your hands in the air, shout it out loud, let the whole world hear. Overcomers, overcomers, stand firm without fear, without confidence, this is it.